Hello.
Hi, Judy. How are you doing? This is Ella James.
Hi.
Is it a good time to talk to you right now so that I can
Yeah,
get
sure.
the access
That's
for you?
cool.
Okay,
Yeah, you're good.
perfect. Just stay with me online. I'm getting the code sent out to you. Okay, so it seems like that you already have a Amazon account, right?
I'm not sure.
It is under the email of gbxk.gal@gmail.com.
Right. I'm not sure. I have an Amazon account for the book.
Do you have a regular Amazon account?
I don't have a sales account
Yeah, I understand. But
for
do you
the.
have a regular Amazon account for purchasing purposes?
Yeah. I'm Prime.
Okay, so could we use that account in order to get your book published? We will only use the Kindle part.
I don't know. So that account is my personal purchase account.
I understand. And only one email can be used at a time. Do you have a different email by any chance then?
Yeah, Amazon's a different email. Amazon, my purchase is drjudygao@yahoo.com.
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that once again?
But I don't know. I don't know if you should use that account.
That's what I'm
Is it
saying.
still need? Yeah, is we maybe should do a new account.
Wait.
I have a purchase account. Yeah, I go to Amazon purchase all the time. But then not for the book sale, so I don't understand why we need that account.
Because we are just going to use the Kindle part of your actual Amazon account, and we will just make your book live over there.
But then they go into my account, then where the money go? The money go to my bank account, or I
Yes,
don't understand.
absolutely. If you remember, ma'am, when you were filling out the publishing form, it has the
Right.
bank information detail asked for it, right?
Right, medical motion,
So,
but that's not my Amazon account. Yeah.
yeah, but that will be added by your publisher on your Amazon account. Now, if we use the same email that we have in our system, for your account, we can we will go ahead, we will just get use the Kindle part of this Amazon account of yours, and we will get your book published. That's about it. And other than that, nobody's going to get into your Amazon account, and the royalties will definitely be directly reached out to you in your bank account.
Yeah, that's that email I use for Amazon is drjudygao@yahoo.com.
Dr. Judy?
Yeah, drjudygao@yahoo.com.
Okay. Do you have an existing account on this email?
Yeah, this is my email I use for the purchasing. I don't know what's your question.
The email that our team is trying to put in is gbxk.gao@gmail.com. This is the email that we are trying to put in, and it already has a password. So that means that there is an existing account under this email address.
Do I have a password for the email, or do I have a password for Amazon?
Password for Amazon.
Yeah, I have a password for Amazon. That's why I purchase all the time, correct? I do the purchase.
Yeah, I understand. But you just said that you do that on drjudygao@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
But your Amazon account is already existing on the email at gbxk.gao@gmail.com, on which we communicate over the email.
No, I don't use that one for Amazon. I don't use a gbxk in Amazon.
You don't use that?
No.
Okay, let me get this account reset, and we will try to continue publishing on this email, all right?
Yeah. Okay. On the Dr. Judy Gao. Which one you want to publish in? Dr. Judy Gao at Yahoo, or you want to do GB?
The GB.
You want a GBXK?
Mm-hmm.
I might have that one set up with my corporation, but I'm not sure.
Now, do you want to use that one or not?
No, I want to use the Dr. Judy Gao at Gmail, at Yahoo.
Can you tell me the password for it?
For Amazon password?
Yes.
No, why I gave you a password? And you're going to say all my information, what I order, what I do.
Ma'am, the reason why we want the access for your account is just to get your book published. Nobody is going to get into your personal stuff. Trust me about that. And we are just here to get your book published, and for that we need an account, right? And both the emails that you have, the Yahoo one and the Gmail one, both have an existing account on Amazon. Now we need a password for one of them so that we can get the book published.
I don't know the Gmail one, the Amazon. Maybe it's Gmail one. That's maybe better, because that account I don't have anything. So how do I find out? I go to Amazon.
Ma'am, just confirm me. Do you want to use the Gmail one or do you want to use the Yahoo one?
I don't remember the password for the Gmail. That's why I'm trying to find out.
Don't worry about it. Let me get the Gmail one reset for you. You will get a code, and you just need to tell me the code, and I will share the new password with you. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. The code will be sent out to you on your Gmail account. So kindly let me know whenever you receive the code, all right?
So I check my email?
Yes, please.
Okay. No, I didn't have anything yet.
Okay. Let me check with the team. It has been sent out to you. You will receive a one-time password. Just give it
okay, a I got Amazon password assistance. Yeah, I got.
Okay.
So, what do we do?
You need to tell me the OTP code that is sent out to you via email.
It's 616-099.
Just to confirm, it is 616-099. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for confirming me the code that I sent out to you in your email. Now you will receive a code on your phone number. All right?
Okay. You mean a verification code from my cell phone?
Sorry?
The code should be on my cell phone?
The code should be sent out to you on your cell phone, yes.
I hope things go well on your side. I don't have anything yet.
Just give it a minute or two and you will receive it. Okay, what is the phone number that ends in 00? Can you please tell me?
That's my landline.
That's your
my office line. Yeah, that's my office line.
I think the Amazon is just verifying if we are the correct ones to get into your account. So if you could confirm that to me, that would be great.
No, how can I send to you? That's my office landline. It's not on my cell phone.
I just need the number. It's just for the verifying purposes. It won't send out the code on that number.
It's 227-6500. 212-227-6500.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you please repeat it a little slowly?
212-227-6500.
Just to confirm, it is 212-227-6500.
Yeah, that's my office line.
All right, thank you.
So do you print out the copy also? You do printing?
Yes, we do printing as well.
So you're going to mail me the copy?
Yes. How many printed copies are you looking for?
I don't need very much for now. What do you do? What do you offer? Then I can just accept the offer.
we have multiple options. You can tell us how many books you are acquiring, then we can let you know what are the details on that. The majority copies you go for, you will get the majority copies you go for, it's going to cost you less. However, the lesser copies you go for, it's going to cost you more. And as of now, what I see in front of me, just one moment. Yes, so I can see that you have 20 free printed paperback copies. So those will be sent out to you once your book is live and published.
That's fine.
All right. Perfect.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Just give me one more moment. So sorry, this is taking too long.
Okay. You're able to come in. I try to open the door for you. You put a key back. You have to put a key back.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Oh, I'm feeling good.
I have another code. They sent to me. This code is. Do you also do the when you finish?
Sorry?
Do you do the also like the card, like a business card, so I can?
Yes, absolutely.
I can
be, we do
the
that
card
too.
For the book. Yeah, for the book information, so I can ask people to order that. I also can I can also do my Facebook and my other advertise. I can do my own advertise, you know.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that for you as well. You can let me know what are the details that you are going for. I will also have a discussion with the team and what would be the estimated cost, and then we can have a discussion over that.
Okay.
Perfect.
Does Amazon do marketing too?
We have our marketing plan.
You have. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
we have
great.
Like a month. We have a trial marketing plan, which is you know, for just trial purposes. That really doesn't affect much on your sales. However, if you go for a 3-month or a 6-month marketing plan, which includes SMM, SEO, everything like that, that will definitely boost your sales.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I have received an email, Amazon.com action needed. They need me to sign in. Let me see here. Let me click here. Action needed. Sign in. Low here.
Okay, so basically, the Amazon account is asking for a new number which is not assigned to any account. Do you have any number like that?
Someone sign me in your account.
Sorry?
They said someone signed in your account. They're warning me. They said someone signed in to your account.
Yeah, I understand, but that's just the publisher trying to publish your book.
Okay, so then they said the second one, there's two messages. The second message is revision. Thank you for revisiting for request. We have successfully changed your password. What is the password? I even don't know. You changed my password?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah, what's the password?
Just a moment. Let me ask for it.
Sure, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, yaar. Bata dete tum.
The password is going to be GBW.
Okay.
At 12345.
Okay. The GBW is all lowercase, right?
No, all capital.
Oh, capital GBW at 12345. Okay, thank you.
All right, just log into your account. Just stay with me online. I'm just getting in touch with the publishing team and asking if anything else is required.
I need a login to the Amazon account.
You can do that. In the meantime, just allow me to put you in a brief hold if that's all right.
I don't have to log in, correct?
You could log in, but I just need to confirm it with the team if anything else is required. If they ask me to log you in, then I will ask you to log in, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello, are you there with me?
Yes.
Thank you for being so patient. I went ahead and spoke to the publisher, and they are saying that the Amazon account that you have provided, which is on your Gmail account, has the number ending at 00, which is your office number, I believe, right?
Yes.
And you do not have that in reach at the moment, correct?
I couldn't reach.
Okay.
I'm not in my office now.
Now, the other email address, the Yahoo one, I believe that has the number that we are currently speaking on.
Correct.
Right. So, in order to get your book published, we will be needing your Yahoo account instead so that we can
okay.
get your book published on that
okay.
Yahoo account. All right?
Okay.
Perfect. So, can you provide me the password for the Yahoo account?
It's a 106.
106.
GAO.
GAO.
At K. X like X-ray, then K for kilo.
Okay, got it.
AMA.
AMA.
Yeah.
Okay, just to confirm, it is 106. GAOXKAMA. Is that correct?
Yes.
Everything in lowercase or in uppercase?
Lowercase.
All right.
And I should log in the other one to change my profile. Change the 6500 to my cell phone. But anyway. Go ahead.
Perfect. Just stay with me online. I've shared it with the team, and they will be sending you out another code on your number.
Okay.
All right. Okay, there's a code sent out to you.
Send to the Yahoo account?
It sent out to you on your number, on your phone number.
It's 913-914.
913-914, is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for your time today. I will be sharing the preview links with you shortly. Once the preview links are approved, we will proceed further with the publishing of your book, first on Amazon and then on Barnes & Noble, all right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.